From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Speaking to a neighborhood gathering in a backyard in Northern Virginia today, President Obama said the pace of the economic recovery has not been where it needs to be. Though Mr. Obama said his administration has stopped the bleeding in terms of the economy, which he says was in free fall when he took office, and the president defended recently announced plans to boost spending on infrastructure and education.
A generation ago, we had the highest proportion of college graduates of any country in the world. We now rank 11th or 12th in the proportion of college graduates.
Mr. Obama called on the Senate to pass a bill that would cut taxes for small business and encourage community banks to lend more. The Senate's expected to take up that bill when Congress reconvenes this week. Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel after fire from an Israeli tank killed three Palestinians on the border with Gaza. Clashes have intensified ahead of peace talks. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Jerusalem.
The rocket attacks have been the heaviest in years. While no one's been hurt in Israel, the increased fire comes as Israeli and Palestinian leaders are due for a second round of peace talks. Hamas, the militant group that rules in Gaza, is sending a message, says Avi Issacharoff, who covers Palestinian issues for the newspaper Haaretz.
You cannot continue to negotiate over peace solution or a solution over the Palestinian territories without us or by ignoring us. It won't solve this problem.
Israeli and U.S. negotiators refuse to talk to Hamas, considered a terrorist organization. But as a political rival to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Hamas has enough political clout to constrain the Palestinians in U.S. brokered talks. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Hundreds of people have been forced to flee their homes in northern Colorado as a wildfire in the foothills west of the town of Loveland continues to burn out of control. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC has more.
The Reservoir Road fire near Loveland is the second major blaze to hit the Colorado Front Range in a week. The Four Mile Canyon fire west of Boulder has been one of this state's most destructive, burning more than 160 homes. Air tankers and other resources from that blaze are being quickly mobilized to the new fire burning about 35 miles to the north. Merlin Green is the division chief for Loveland Fire and Rescue.
Because of the resources that were in Boulder, we were able to bring up early on and had a very short time delay in having that valuable air support that we did have.
The blaze is threatening dozens of homes, but calmer winds in the forecast today are expected to aid firefighters. As in Boulder, fire officials believe the blaze is human-caused. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
U.S. stocks posted their strongest advance in nearly 5 weeks, with financial markets looking to extend last week's rally amid renewed confidence in the banking sector due to the passage of new global regulations. The Dow was up 81 points today. You're listening to NPR. Officials in Venezuela are now saying at least 13 people were killed. Four others remain missing following the crash of a twin-engine turboprop that was headed from the Caribbean island of Margarita to a city in eastern Venezuela. Officials say the plane from Venezuela's state airline went down 6 miles short of its destination. A total of 50 people were believed to have been aboard the airplane when it crashed into a lot used by a state-run steel foundry. Officials say 33 survivors were being treated at local hospitals. British unions are meeting today to decide their response to the deep public sector job cuts being planned by the Conservative-led coalition government. As Larry Miller reports from London, there are threats of coordinated strikes and civil disobedience.
The British government plans to cut spending by 25%, and that could mean more than 150,000 public sector job losses. The head of the British union movement, Brendan Barber, says this will do irreparable economic and social damage.
They risk pushing us back into recession.
There are calls for strikes to hit in the fall and winter. Interviewed by Sky News, transportation union leader Bob Crow suggests mass civil disobedience.
That doesn't mean going around smashing things up. That means sitting down on motorways, sitting down on roads.
The government says overspending by the previous Labour administration left the UK with a budget deficit of $240 billion. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
It's unusual, but federal scientists say that tens of thousands of walruses have come ashore along the coast of Alaska. Scientists say melting sea ice has caused the animals to move inland, with one U.S. Geological Survey biologist saying the animals are packed shoulder to shoulder for a mile or more. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.